welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, God Is, where we're looking at the character of God. And what we're saying every week in the series is that God is worthy of worship. And so we've been looking at all these different characteristics of God. And this past Sunday, the four teaching pastors combined and looked at the whole idea that God is love, that nature of God, that he's love, and what that means for us. And we looked at John 3:16, the most famous verse in the New Testament. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And that passage happens in the midst of a conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a part of the ruling class of Israel. He was a religious leader. And Nicodemus goes to Jesus at night and asks the question, what are you all about? Who are you, Jesus, basically? And Jesus says, hey, unless a person is born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. And, Nicodemus is asking, what are you talking about? Are you supposed to go back in your mom's womb? And Jesus says, basically, Nicodemus, how can you be a religious leader if you don't know these things? And he tells him, no. As flesh gives birth to flesh, so spirit shall give birth to spirit. And he's telling them that those who come to Christ will be born again spiritually. That something happens on the inside, that when someone commits to Christ, as they become a follower of Jesus, God puts his Holy Spirit in them, and they become born again. And then it goes into this part of the conversation where he makes that quote in John 3:16. In John 3:17, it says, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." That means that if Jesus came down, God in the flesh came down and he wanted to condemn the world, all he had to do was point the finger at any of us because we're all sinners. So there's no argument to be made on our behalf that we deserve God. But that statement, God so loved the world and that he gave his only son. Now think about that. That is a love that is best demonstrated by action. God did something. He gave something. And it wasn't just like a reaction like, you and I are on the side of the road and our car broke down and someone pulls over to help us start our car. That's a reaction to a problem. God knew the problem way in advance and he planned it out. In fact, if you think about it, all the way back to Abraham, where Abraham was the patriarch of Israel. And God said, because Abraham had faith, he said, Abraham, you are going to be the person that God is going to bless all the nations of the world through his family line. But he didn't have any sons. So he and his wife were well above years. They weren't going to have children. And yet God promised them this. So they had faith. And eventually through some supernatural circumstances, his wife gave birth to Isaac. And at one point, God tells him, I want you to sacrifice Isaac. Now, there's a lot of arguments as to, was God really going to make him go through with it? Was this just a test? But in the end, here's what happened. Abraham trusted God and trusted that God would provide a sacrifice. God did not make Abraham go through with that. But it's the one thing that all of the people of Israel were going to remember. They're going to be taught this their whole lives. They're going to learn about Abraham. Why? Because it foreshadows something that God was going to do. That God was going to send his son, the only one who could pay for our sin, the only one who could actually do something about our problem. And it was all foreshadowed. That says something about God. God loves us. He cares about us. And isn't it true for any of us parents out there, or if you've had a significant relationship, that when you love someone, you want to give something to them, whether it's your time or gifts, whatever it is, we do that as an expression of our love. And isn't that who God is? He expresses his love through giving, and he gave his son, the most precious gift he could give us. If that's not worthy of worship, then somehow we've missed it. I think a lot of people, the reason they don't worship God is because they don't recognize the giving nature of who God is and what extreme gift he has given in his son Jesus. And we just don't see it. But when you do see it clearly, you realize that God is love. And it's interesting that every person I know that I've ever met, and it doesn't matter what culture they're from or what continent they're from or what language they speak, everybody values love. Isn't it interesting that the very thing that we value most is the very characteristic and nature of the God who designed us? And I just believe that's evidence that we were made in the image of God, that we would have the thumbprint of God himself on our hearts. Father, I pray that you help us to know that you love us and help us to respond accordingly. Lord, we love you. We thank you that you gave your son. We pray that we would live out a life worthy of your calling. Wherever you're at, just take a second to thank God and praise him for who he is and his loving nature. Thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.